leave the gents there a long time. It's time for my gents.
It's 8:55 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us every single Wednesday. You know for a fact, as a gent, you need to huddle up. You need to find yourself one way or another right here and allow us to have a conversation ignited by the mental health activist for men for us, Abudi Kavi. K Goodness, the Empathy King. Take it away.
It is another beautiful morning in the capital. Good morning, Fresh FM family. Good morning to the Fresh Breakfast family. And good morning to my two favorite people already.
What's happening?
Good morning. Good morning to you guys. It's Wednesday. That means it's definitely time for my gents. And that means we huddle up as gents and we have conversation unfamiliar. And especially for men, conversation unfamiliar. And today, I want to talk about control. Because if you think about it, men so badly and so eagerly want to be in control. We so badly want to, control all the aspects of our life and everything that goes on around us. And this a lot of times leads to, unnecessary anxiety.
Mm.
It leads us into places of depression when we can't control the situation and when we can't. Manage the situation or deliver on a situation or on a promise or the way we want it to go. And today the message is basically, gents, let go of control. Having control over everything is overrated, because ultimately you can't control everything or everyone. You can't control what God has set out for you. What you can do is set up set yourself up on how you respond. That's what you can control. So control the controllables and prepare yourself on how you respond to the uncontrollables. So for example, if you are acting towards someone or if there's certain action towards someone, we always usually have an expectation of how that person is going to respond, but we can't control how that person is going to respond. So what you can control is how you respond to that person, to that person's reaction. So let us learn to control the controllables, which is usually us, which is usually what's how we respond to situations, how we act when situations happen. So control the controllables and worry not about the situation that you can't control. If you're going to continue to try and control everything, every situation, everybody's reaction, think about that. If you're going to try and control everyone's reaction and everyone's action towards you, you're living in stress consistently because you're trying to control things that are beyond your control. So let us learn today to just control what is within our control. One, the way we view things, the way we respond to things, what we allow, our boundaries. There's so much that's within our control that we need to be focused on, because essentially at the end of the day, when you're focused on that which you can't control, you fail to control that which you can. You fail to look at that which you can control. So let us focus so much on that which we can control and respond and control our responses to that which we can't control. So focus on the controllables and let the uncontrollables be. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Wow.
Yeah, no, yeah. I need time for that to digest.
Yeah.
Because
but it's true, right? There's so many things that we cannot control. Oh no. Sorry.
As a gent.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
There we go.
But what Okay. Sorry.
As a gent, we do have control issues. We do want to be in control. I know I have it. I definitely have it. And when things don't go in your way, it's yeah, I'm even shivering just thinking about it. It really stresses me out. But I'll need to go re-listen to that again. If you are like me, that will need to go listen to it again and just let it digest a little bit and maybe just have a conversation with yourself. This will be up on our website pretty soon in the next 5 minutes or so. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, we talk entertainment.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Margins, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.